you kind of ask, can I ask up to my knowledge, it may be wrong, it may be right. It seems to me that after the disappearance of Srila Prabhupada, my spiritual master, I am putting more trust in the Chaitya Guru within. The Chaitya Guru?
Chaitya Guru.
I am putting more trust in Chaitya Guru. Is this normal to do after the disappearance of your Guru? And how can we develop more the ability to take guidance from Krishna in the heart in order to help us serve our Guru? I want to respect the advice of my godbrothers, but they have many different opinions. So I try to surrender more also to Chaitya Guru. I wanted to ask you about that.
My opinion is that Guru is always present. But we are not seeing. But His mercy, and He Himself is present to us and always giving mercy. So, I need more pray to our Gurudev, beloved Gurudev. He is always present. As in the present time of our Gurudev, your Gurudev, you are serving and wanting guidance.
Yes.
This time also, you should not see that our Guru is not present. So we should go to our Chaitya Guru. Chaitya Guru is always, and Diksha Guru is also present. So why we should not go to our Diksha Guru?
Just as much
there is no
before.
Likeness of our Diksha Guru. He is always present. But we should pray to Him that you should reveal in our heart. Chaitya Guru, without praying, He will do what He has to do. And He is Krishna. He is always wanting that all my dear should come to me. So He is himself hankering to do mercy. So I think it is better to pray our Gurudev to reveal the one heart, and in our heart He should ये भाव जगाएं कि हम लोग कैसे उनकी सेवा कर सकते हैं. He should give proper guidance in our heart that how we could serve more and more to Him. I think it is the proper way.
Yes.
And Sikha Guru can do, who is the Mahant Guru. Dikha Guru is also Mahant Guru. And Sikha Guru is also Mahant Guru. If one has Sikha Guru, he should go to Sikha Guru time to time and take advice what to do, how to do. How to serve Radha Krishna. I think if we are very honest to our Guru, He would certainly and certainly come in our heart and He will make see us very well.
That's a very satisfying understanding.
I see in Brihad Bhagavatamrita that thousands and thousands of years, lakhs and lakhs years there.
Having far.
Far. But yet Gurudev comes to Gop Kumar. Or Srimati Radhika sends his near dear Gop Kumar to Jan Sharma to Sopa. And they are eager to do mercy upon them. So, if our Gurudev is in that level, and we are in the level of Jan Sharma or true devotee, Krishna and Gurudev will surely have mercy upon us. We don't think this question. Not a single time this question has come to my mind. Because I have full faith in our Guru. I always pray my Gurudev that he should give me how we can have Charan Purusharth. Charan Purusharth, you know?
Purusharth, I know. Charan?
Charan, last.
Go, open the door.
Yes. Yesterday, we were reading Brihad Bhagavatam with Sanatana Goswami is telling that we pray for the dust of lotus feet of Krishna. But not only lotus feet of Krishna, dust of lotus feet. The lotus feet of Krishna should have kumkum. Kumkum, you know, the collar the gopi used to have in their breast, and they have kept Krishna lotus feet on their breast, and that collar kumkum has lotus feet of the Krishna, and it has been collared, and the dust of that collar I went to put on my head. This is the last purusharth of any jeev at any time. There is no better any purusharth for jeev better than this. Sanatana Goswami wants, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. So Gurudev and Krishna is also eager always to give this thing, topmost highest thing to jeev. But if jeev has so much qualification, then they can have otherwise. At least this wish should be in the heart of any sadhu.
And I ask another question. I came to see you in 1986. And I asked you if it was all right to admit to my disciples that I had made some mistakes. At that time, the mistakes were that I was sitting on a Vyasasan, the same level as Srila Prabhupada, and taking a big title like Gurupada, and sitting above my own god brothers. So you told me that if I admitted that these were mistakes, my disciples would not lose faith but they would appreciate the honesty as humility. So since then, I try to be very open and honest with disciples and god brothers also. If I feel some envy or some bad thing, I admit it. But some of my God brothers say that I may mislead disciples if I am too open. For example, a few years ago, I read some books by Christian saints. So rather than keep it private, I told that I am doing this. So my question is, should there be a part of life that should be kept private and secret, or should a sadhu be as open as possible in regard to things like admitting mistakes, but also revealing your mind and also your intimate realization? What is the relation of the secrecy and the truthfulness?
Some principles or some things are subject for hide, and something is for open. We should always think that it should not be harmful for lower persons or disciples. As we are practicing Radhanuga Bhakti, for example, it should not be open to all. It must be kept secret. Only to those who are qualified persons, we can tell something. Not all anubhutis should be told to them, because it may cause to their fallen. Similarly, so many things can be that if we can tell everything, they are not in a position to take it in better way. So we should keep it secret. And something which is good for them according to their grade, we can tell them. And if you and they are in same level, as a friend you can tell, you may not tell. Everything which we realize should not be told to openly in general mass. Always we should be careful for this. आपन साधन कथा ना कहिबे जथा तथा इन चैतन्य चरितामृत इट हैज बीन टोल्ड दैट यू आर प्रैक्टिसिंग भक्ति योग एंड इफ यू हैव सम रियलाइजेशन यू शुड नॉट टेल टू अदर पर्सन इन जनरल बिकॉज इट विल बी उड़ जाएगा इट विल बी उड़ जाएगा कपूर की भांति
Kampur.
Like camper. Camper. Yeah. Camper. 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 Here it will be evaluated.
Evaporate. Yeah. Evaporate.
Like, so we must think about the qualification of whether it is harmful or not. In my idea,
yeah.
As Vaishnava should keep secret something, it has been told, sleeping, eating, drinking,
chanting,
bhajan, sadhan. If anyone general mass will see, oh, they will think that, oh, we are all the same. So it may harm to them. But everything to them. If it is for benefit of disciples,
what about the benefit of the person? Does it ever benefit him to disclose something? You speak of the benefit to the disciple. What about the person who is withholding something? Sometimes, to be honest, he will benefit. Like the original time when you said, yes, tell your disciples that you made a mistake. So that time I didn't hold. I didn't keep secret.
If by keeping secret that benefit is there, we can do. But we should always be careful that our heart and bahar or bhitar, inner and outer, should be one. We should not have any incorrect connection with a lady. If I have any illicit connection, then we invite to hide. So we should not have any illicit connection to anyone, so that I will have to chipa karke rakha. So we should not do anything so that we may hide. Only bhajan sadhan should be hide.
And I had some questions about Radha Muga Bhakti. In some of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradayas, they practice Radha Muga Sadhana even when the disciple is not yet perfect. So, Srila Prabhupada, as I read in his book, he indicates this too, to some degree, but he doesn't teach it specifically in terms of how to know your eternal rasa with Krishna. There's an impression among devotees in ISKCON, many of them, most of them I would say, that to cultivate Radha Nuga Bhakti is not necessary in order to go back to Godhead. And they think like this: this is how you can go back to Godhead. If you work hard in ISKCON, even if you don't know what is your rasa with Krishna, you will go to Krishna after death, and then everything will be revealed to you then. You already have a specific rasa, but you don't know it. It will be awakened within you by service to Guru.
This is to misguide, certainly, and to taunt. This is certainly a wrong siddhanta.
Maybe envious. Maybe envious siddhanta.
It should not be teached. Without Radha Nuga Bhakti, we cannot go to Krishna, certainly. If anyone does not know Sambandha Gyan, he is full of anartha by serving and by selling and by increasing income. If one cannot go in a koti-koti janma, or never will go to Krishna, in my opinion. And in Shastra Prabhu, he should do bhakti. Then it will be very cheaper for us. We should join at once Krishna consciousness, living all these things. But I think this is to misguide. They are ruining themselves and all persons. Krishna consciousness is for serving Radha and Krishna, not for ISKCON. ISKCON is to teach how we can serve Radha and Krishna and Gurudev. Guru or Krishna are not to, they will not teach a person not to serve them and to serve ISKCON. Gaudiya Vedanta Society or Krishna consciousness, ISKCON, or anything is to serve Krishna and Radha. So Radha Nuga must be We should certainly follow Radha and Rupa Goswami. Without following Rupa Goswami, men and thousand and crores jan living in ISKCON only, having no sambandha gyan, no bhajan, he will never, but he will fall at once, like Bhavananda and all others.
Then I want to ask about the practice, though, more about the practice of Raghunatha Bhakti.
I think that some will be angry with me.
Your answer? Maybe.
What asking me this question?
Well, it's important because sometimes when we express interest in Radha and Krishna, devotees say, well, that's too elevated for us. You just, another expression is,
yes, what is the duty of ISKCON?
They say, just work in the Sankirtan movement, and even if you have material desires at the end, Lord Chaitanya will come and bring you back to Godhead.
I think so. To teach persons and devotees how to get Krishna and Radha's service, this is the whole object of ISKCON. And that is why Srila Prabhupada, your Gurudev, went to Western countries. By the order of his spiritual master. They have no any ambition other than to serve Radha and Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
But if you distribute a book, isn't that serving Radha and Krishna or clean the temple?
This can be general seva so that we can teach world how to serve Krishna. For this, it can help. Like we are doing yajna, sacrifice. We are bringing
bricks, sand,
cement. This can be bringing all these things, collecting all these things, maybe called sacrifice, but it is not sacrifice. Swaha. I am giving myself whole thing to be fit of lotus Krishna. That is sacrifice. If it is not done, bringing and doing and levering, everything is not sacrifice. In this manner, if you are doing Sankirtan Yajna for Radha and Krishna to please Radha and Krishna, or to serve Radha Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then if anyone is cleaning that floor, not cleaning, he is also cleaning the paikhana of any Vaishnava is bhakti.
Paikhana?
Latin. Latin, like Narottam Thakur clean the Latin of Gurudev. So any chesta, endeavor, activities of son, man, vachan, uncool for Krishna, it is called Uttama Bhakti. Not only Sankirtan and Sankirtan is best, Nam Sankirtan. But any thing, any wish, any mental thing, any haath pair ka koi bhi karya, any action, will be physical or infysical or by mind, everything will be bhakti.
If the bhava.
If bhakti is there. And to read Bhagavat and to serve Radha Mani Archan will be against of bhakti. If you are not there, you are going against the principle. If you are doing Archan, if you are doing Bhagavat path, you are preaching for yourself or your wife and children, then it will against the bhakti to read Bhagavat and to do asanas. So it depends on the heart. So I think that we must follow Rupa Goswami. He has gone to follow, to preach the principles of Rupa Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Swarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, only. And for the betterment, he established this school to preach the service of Radha and Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If they are not preaching correctly, we should leave at once this society. And if they are doing service, we should all stand. I also think, I am in Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti. In a moment, when I will see that they are not serving for Krishna, I will at once live this Gaudiya Vedanta. I have come to see Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti, but I have come to see that they are all serving Krishna and Radha. Rupa Goswami has written in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Ujjwal Vrindavan, and all others, how a jeev, a conditioned soul, can come towards Krishna and can achieve the highest thing, highest service of Radha and Krishna. So we should certainly must adopt all it. If they are adopting and doing and going smoothly, they should certainly follow ISKCON. But if they are not, we can think more. One thing also, you have questioned, what do Sarupanuga Vaishnava?
Radhanuga Rupanuga. Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, I said they practice Radhanuga Sadhana even in intermediate or neophyte state.
Here we can see that whether he is a wretched person, he has no ability. He is a rotten person. But if he has greed by the grace of Rasik Vaishnava, by reading Srimad Bhagavat, by hearing Srimad Bhagavat, he is able to do Radhanuga Bhakti. Someone can say that he is not pious, his soul is not pavitra, he has no sapta, sam, dam, titikha, arya, all these qualities. He is hankering after women, understand? And he has some bad society or anything. Like Bilva Mangal. He was not a good person. But anyhow he had a greed by the mercy of Krishna himself as a Chaitanya Guru or by the grace of Chintamani, who always used to do very sweet songs about Krishna and Radha. And by his Gurudev Narahari.
Somagiri.
Anyhow, he has greed. And that greed, in the very rotten condition, yet he went so high. There should be greed, and this is ability for doing Raganuga Bhajan. Whether he is a wretched person or not, or he is pure soul or anything, only he should greed. And that greed should be actual greed. Then he can do Raganuga Bhajan, and by Bhajan his all things will be, also the mind will be clean. In Srimad Bhagavatam, idam cha Vishnu vikriditam brajubadbhi idam cha Vishnu. Sadhanvito anushriyat atha parna yedaja bhakti parang bhagavati prati labdha kamam vidrogumat. At first bhakti comes and all these evil things could be. But greed must be pure and qualified
actual
greed. Real greed.
May I ask more about that? I met a person recently. His name is Gadadhar Pran. He was a disciple of Lalit Prasad, the son of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So he was in ISKCON, then he left. He was telling me that in his sampradaya now, they practice Raganuga sadhana. He said, in ISKCON, you only practice Vaidhi. You have to practice a sadhana, even when you're not perfect, which will bring you to that greed. So they have the Sita Pranali and meditate on Krishna's Ashta
Lila.
So he was advocating or preaching that you should bring this into ISKCON.
No, we should not follow that. We know Lalita Prasad. He has no greed. He has only calm. So Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, knowing this, he refused that person. We know.
But
our Gurudev also refused that person.
What would our answer be, though? What is our practice of Raganuga Sadhana, if not what they do?
We are doing Sadhana Bhakti, Vaidhi Bhakti.
We are.
By doing this, and by the grace of Guru and Gauranga or any Rasik Vaishnava, we will hear the pastimes of Krishna. It is not sure, but we hope that we will have certainly greed. And then we will be advanced. We will not follow Sahaja Vaishnava. This will come from upper side. क्या होता है नॉट डिसेंडिंग असेंडिंग इट शुड बी डिसेंडिंग फ्रॉम वैष्णव आर कृष्ण जन आर कृष्ण फ्रॉम कृष्ण एज रूप गोस्वामी हैज टोल्ड दे आर डिस्ट्रीब्यूटिंग रागानुगा भजन डिवोटी इज नॉट गोइंग एंड दे हैव नॉट ग्रीट to serve Radha Krishna. But they are distributing. A devotee must greet. Then they should be told. They should be mercified. But they are not saying that I have also no greed and these disciples have no greed. And they are distributing like fruits. It is not like
that's a cheap.
Not so cheap. We should not follow. We cannot follow this. I have seen so many persons have been ruined. This greed will take this man to the very upper, like Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, like Jiva Goswami, like Narottam Thakur, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. How ucha jivan income?
How?
I am elevated.
So we should always go what our Guru has told. What Rupa Goswami has told, Jiva Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, our Gurudev. We have Siddha Pranam. We have no Siddha Pranam.
We have Siddha Pranam.
Certainly. Sina Dapi Suni Tena Taro Rapi Sahisununa Amanina Manudena Kirtaniya Sada. This is Siddha Pranali. They are not following all these Pranali. They are taking by Sasta. Sasta
is
very cheap. Without vehicle. By gathering so many ladies and by practicing. Like Raghunath Das Goswami, like Prabhupada Guru, Gaurakishore Das Acharya. How Vairagyavan. But I think Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur and Bhakti Vinod Thakur, they are more Vairagyavan than Gaurakishore Das Acharya, in my opinion.
More
Vairagyavan. More Vairagyavan. But this requires some heart and mind to know.
I had a personal request. I wanted to ask your permission if I should begin to worship Govardhan Shiva.
You have requested me?
I am requesting it.
First, you have requested it.
First?
When
this is first time.
Now, I am.
Never before.
You should like it.
Does that mean I can go to the Govardhan Hill and take one? So on.
By permission of anyone. Krishna, Guru, Purohi. Why you are not going towards Bhav Bhakti?
Why I am not
following or going towards Bhav Bhakti?
Bhav
Bhakti. Why I am not?
I think what I was thinking,
right in
turn, worshipping the Govardhan will bring him in that direction, I think.
This is
too.
I don't think I understood why he asked
me
at that point.
You should know Hindi also or Bangla. Because I don't express fully my idea. So there are some.
Everybody.
My question. Rupa Goswami.
It's coming.
No? Rupa Goswami. Bhakti Vinod Thakur. What he has done, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, last Vaishnava Saptam Goswami, what he has done?
Bhakti Vinod Thakur? What are his activities?
Towards Archan?
I not think that he wrote many books.
No.
Archan.
What activities he has done towards Archan. He used to do Archan?
I don't know his Archan activity.
Gaurakishore Das Acharya used
chanting.
To do. No.
Archan.
He used to do Archan? Or not?
I don't know.
You don't know? Your Gurudev used to do Archan or not?
Not personally, no.
Not personally?
In the temple, he installed many deities. Archa Vigraha.
Sometimes,
not great, no.
He,
for a few years.
Always? No. Like you are going to do?
He's.
You are taking,
take Govardhan Shila.
Yes. And when you take it, you will have to always do Archan. You will have to do?
Yes.
Or you'll give it to any devotee.
No.
Your Gurudeva has done this, like this?
No, he did not.
Why he has not done?
Why he did not practice archan? I think, I don't know his mind, but he might say he was...
There are two kinds of seva, two radhakas. One by Achyapigra, by water and flowers and all these things. And other is bhava seva. Bhava pushpa. Bhava is their
flower.
Their water is love is water. Their inner bhava have so many upakaranas of seva.
Material ingredients. Ingredients.
Not material.
Ingredients.
They are done like so.
That was their archan.
So archan is the archan of Raghunath Das Goswami was not archan but seva.
Bhav
seva. Then he sees Govardhan. He at once goes in inner and see Radha and Krishna. He only prays Govardhan by Tulasi that I should serve her in Radha Kunda, Radha and Krishna. Only the Leelas in Radha Kunda, in midday. These are powerful. What he has written in Manjali or all other
prayers
in Braja Bhakti Vilas.
Braja Vilas, so
he used to do it in mentally, all these seva. He is Radha and Krishna is there and he is saying that I am preparing
garland,
tambul biti, karpur, chandan, agaru, and so many things. And giving at the neat time in shortened seva. Was trying to do. But we are not so high. So we should do this archan also. So you can, if you want, you can do it. But you should always try to enter in bhava seva. Praying by uttering the slokas of Vilas Kusumanjali or Prat Vilas, Upadeshamrita, Chaitanya Sikshastaka, all this.
Not just the outer formality of archan.
I think that if everyone person having a mood that I should worship Giriraj with me, whether I am in Western countries or Western, Southern countries or hither and thither, and if everyone will take every feel of Giriraj, then what will be the condition in Govardhan?
No left.
There is no sign of Giriraj Govardhan there. So it has been told in Puran that if you want to take it, keep
gold
there, and you should take. And by the order of your spiritual master, or in his absence, there should be any high grade of person. so many Govardhan Sila and new devotees. They are very fond of worshipping Giriraj Govardhan. They brought by, without telling anyone, they brought from them. And after 2, 3, 4 months, there comes any disturbance or anything, they keep it here without Nam Sankirtan should follow and service in heart. If there are, these are two, everything is there. And if when no, not there, nothing is there. Hari Bhakti Vilas is for Grihastha Bhakta, not for Sari. And in this Hari Bhakti Vilas, Archan Paddhati, Archan, sacrifice, all these things are given. And then, they should, after reading Hari Bhakti Vilas in Grihastha, they should obey all these things. And if they are ripened,
mature,
then should leave all these things and they should be Tyagi Vaishnava, Vairagi Vaishnava, and follow Bhava Seva and follow Rupa Goswami and all others.
Anything more?
No, I don't. Thank you.
In my wording, what is anukul for you, favorable for you, you can take it. And what is unfavorable, you should reject. Kamal Krishna Prabhu wanted to take one Govardhan Sila for
Texas. I heard, a very big one.
I told that, he told that you should give me. I told that I will not give, you can take. The responsibility will be upon you. If anything goes against and not After 50 years, if he has no good disciple, able disciple, that disciple will take Giriraj Govardhan and will fall in the sea. This should kill for Bhavishyat also. If you are really wishing to worship your Raj Bhagavan.
No, now I'm thinking about it. I'm not so eager.
If you are so eager, I'm not going to disturb you. You can take little and start.
Your words make me think. I have to think more.
Then Saraswati and your Gurudev, my Gurudev, they were not in a mood that in this present time all are hankering for Raganuga Bhakti. They wanted that in proper way we should go by real bhakti, Vaidhi bhakti we should go, and if greed comes, it is so much better, so bhagyavan. But without greed, we should not think all these pastimes. It should come in proper way. A greed by practice will not come. By reading it will not come. I love a lady. I saw a lady and I loved. No reason, nothing. So the service of Krishna by their gopis or sakha, they are hearing the pastimes, and by the past sanskar, you know?
Impressions, purva sanskar, previous impressions in the heart.
By that, a greed comes. By any chesta means
endeavor or activities.
By any activities, greed cannot come. It will come itself. But by the association of a Rasik Vaishnava and hearing the Lila Katha by Rasik Vaishnava, without Rasik Vaishnava, it will not come. If Krishna does mercy, he will do through their Rasik Vaishnava. And if a Rasik Vaishnava song comes, we cannot adopt it. Otherwise, we have no sanskar. We will not recognize him. Who is he? So we should follow faithfully Bhaji Bhakti. The principles of Bhaji Bhakti and the Raganuga. Anga ka kya hota?
Part or limb or part.
Are not different, same. Samanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam. Or five. Sadhusanga nama kirtan bhagavat samanam. Mathura vasi murtir sabdhaya. It is the same in Vaidhi and same in Raganuga. But moods are different. Thinking and hearing and chanting are different. In Vaidhi Bhakti, Prahlad Charitra, Uddhav Sambhad, not Sandesh, Uddhav Sambhad, in 11th, Devuti Kapil Sambhad, Vritrasu, and all other things. These are uncool for Vaidhi Bhakti. So, Sramana, this should be so. And in Raganuga, Sramana is another Sramana. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavat 10th canto, the books of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Vishwanatha Bhagavati Thakur Tika, and all this. Jayadev, all this. According to our creed. Kirtan is the same, but that Kirtan, Vaidhi Bhakti Kirtan, the Kirtan of Narottam Thakur and Bhaktivinoda Thakur and all others. Primary, Saranagati, Kalyan Kalpataru, and all these things. We can do Kirtan of all these. And in Raganuga, Narottam Thakur, Lalasamayi, Anuragamayi, and all this. So we will have to follow the Vaidhi Bhakti also. And if he is in Raganuga, he should follow also the principles of Vaidhi Bhakti. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told, Vaidhi Bhakti Rapa Jane Adhinatar Ratnavane Rajmargi Karano Pravesh.
Bhaktam has, Thakur has written, Vadi Bhakti ki
Rata
jane,
Swadhinata
ratna dane,
rag
marge kare na pravesh. Those who will heartily follow the principles of Vaidhi Bhakti, heartily he should do, then Krishna and Krishna sevak, servant, they do pravesh
enter
in Raga Mugadha. By their mercy, that person, devotee, will enter in Raga Mugadha.
These are five books. Akshara Sami is Hindu. Hindu. You know? Ujjwalin Mani, Kiran. And Brihad Avasambar Kana, Particle. We have Bhagavat Amrita, and it is Amritana, very little part. And Rag Vartma Chandrika means Kiran Kana Hindu, Hindu Kiran Kana. 18 Niye Vaishnav Kana. Those who want to see Gaudiya Vaishnava, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they should adopt Bindu Kiran Kana. Anywhere it is it. And Arad Vatma Chandrika. Vat means path, marga, path. Arad Chandrika. Chandrika is coming from Radha and Krishna. And it is making shining the way of Radha.
I read something you spoke in English that he typed.
That
like a translation. It's very wonderful.
And Madhurya Kadam. Madhurya Kadam means, you know what you mean?
Shower of nectar.
Kadambi means lake, cloud, flower. Madhurya.
Sweet.
Madhurya.
Yes.
Cloud. And it runs nectar. This nectar comes from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And becomes made as Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur here. Or Raramanandaji Gandhi. But here Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is Kadambini. And from him, the nectar of, the shower of nectar is coming. These five. I have a desire to do commentary, give commentary.
You have started? You have begun?
No, no. But I want.
Because you have just.
Bhavan Maharaj and all other members are telling me to translate Chaitanya Chaitamrita. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Gita. And
Bhagavatam.
I have no time at all to do all this. And it requires also lot of energy, which I have not lot of energy or anything. I can do this in a very precious way.
Many years I've been doing external.
You can continue what you used to do also. Like more good fun.
If I'm chanting, be saying Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, what is the external part? What is the internal?
All these are happy. Chanting Harinam, I'm being in Radha, in Radha. In fact, in ecstasy, Java. All these suggestions. Pray. Not now, if you think, but we should pray that if it happens, like this path, it has been written here. It has come to me.
Madam.
Beautiful things, seeing duties of Radha's very love and mood of duty, or hearing the passions of Krishna by Radha, upon whom we have very, very the guidance. When the Srimad Bhagavat, the Srimad Bhagavat, the speakers of Srimad Bhagavat, and the books of Goswami, we can have, then we should do quench our self desire, greed. This can be found only in trust or in the heart of Krishna. These are five kinds of bhajan paddhati. Not bhajan paddhati, but now how to use them. Tat bhav mai. Tat bhav mai. You know?
Bhav-mai.
Some are bhav-sambandhi, related to bhav. Some are bhav-mai, means సిద్ధాంత దాస్య సప్క బాత్సల్య అండ్ మధుర భావమై విల్ హ్యావ్ టు చూస్ అపాన్ వాట్ అవర్ త్రీ అకార్డింగ్ టు దాట్ వి విల్ థింక్ కృష్ణ అండ్ హిస్ అసోసియేట్ ఆఫ్ దాట్ భావ. So this is bhav maya and bhav sambandhi related to that bhav.
Hearing and chanting.
And sab bhav anku. Bhav anku. Sab bhav abiruddha. Not a
Not averse.
And some are sadbhav pratiku. We should not adopt. And fourth, we should adopt. Yes. Among these, dasityadi to think about that is of Kabasal and have a grip to enter along. We should always think about Krishna and his future. Like if we want some guru, we will have to Rukmanjari and all others. And always chanting, remembering, oh, Krishna and them. These are bhavmai. They nourish Prem Kalpa Saru, all these bhav, nourish.
Yes, push
me. Right?
Yes, push me.
All these thinking, worship like this, like worship you yourself. In morning, you are saying, about this bhav. Thinking that I am going to Yomuna, and I am taking bath, and in Swarna color, I am taking bath, Swarna color,
in water, in
golden bath, golden color, color means or Indians, like Indians, but around very good mouth and good and I am also a Sakha Vatsalya Sakha Manishita or I am also a Kukudar very near and dear or I am any of Dashi of has brought butter from there. Or rather, Manasi from that. Or what of some angels near Barkuna Thas of Namasi. Barkuna Thas is of
in
front of yours. In front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is due to play this girl that I am Krishna. I will give you Vardhan so that
me, I will give you words that you will have very beautiful. And if you don't please me, don't worship me, your husband will be old one, very blackish. So they used to, this is Bar Sonarma, very, very clear and dear to Chaitanya. Or any thought of Nandi, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to play this choir and to take back Ganges. From there we came. But in Krishna Lila, it is very good to take back in Samuna or Mansi Ganga or Radha Kundi Shambhu, Pavan Sarovar, Prem Sarovar, and other. If you want to worship in Mandi, Radha Kundi, yeah, Gopis, and do Archan, how Archan. If you can go in Java, that is very good. There, Sumati Rasta is there. You should make bath of Rasta. As if I am bathing and doing Archan, not Archan. And if you want, you can have a very golden temple in Radha and Prince there, and Ham, Jari, and Dimon. Cooking myself for Mantra. After doing Archan, I have cooked. Now it is not so hard. And give him to Radha Krishna. And after that, doing Arati, Samarajan, everything. And give her at last. Then, after Kuli, flower, that is when Kuli. So, Dhapuspanjali. After Puspanjali. And we can, again, all the time, we can wait for it and do all this. These are how we are. According to our path, how, and according to time, we should do all this. Perhaps you have heard the story of Padma Puran or any Puran, that there was a Brahmin who went to hear Bhagavatar in Puran, and he was hearing that Bhagavatar Puran. A story came in that Puran that there was a Brahmin who wanted to do Archan of Narayan, but actually he has no Mandir, nothing, no deity. He heard there that Brahmin heard that by mentally he can do Archan. So, hearing, he went to his house. After taking bath, he sat down. Mouth in the east and began to do Archan. Went to Ganges, took bath in Ganges, brought water, burned color, temple was golden, deity was very tiny, nine and lucky. He did Archan by mind. And after that he went to cook room and cooked pious cheese and took it in
katori, but
cup.
Cup, golden cup, but it was what? He put his finger to see that whether it is so warm or not. But it was so hot. And when he put a pola,
blistered.
Burn. And something came out like a pola. In the Vaikuntha, Narayan began to laugh. Lakshmi told, why you are laughing? He told that in this loop, my one devotee has given me fire in a pot, and it was so warm. And to see warm, he put his finger in that, and the finger has been burnt, and it becomes very. She told that I want to see that devotee. They come both, and they start. By mind, it can be done. And all our Astakarya Dira Smaran is according to this. If a man does all these things, then this is, our hand is outer Indriya, man is inner Indriya. So you will have more things than doing hand by mind. Because it is the king of all Indriya.
Mind.
So, Smaran wants man. So if man is calm and it is immersed in Krishna consciousness, it is better than outer Indriya. So our whole consciousness is covered with perfect worship around and all. If a man, so this can be done. All these things, which are we are doing by India, we can do it by mind also. You can go in prachar where all these things are not available, but mind it, by mind it is always possible. A man can install all these things. They can take away the vigraha also. But they cannot install our mind. So in Kali Kal, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said that by mind also so much material. But we should do also by his indriyas also. And for Kali Kal, chanting up now and remembering the past life, the past
lila, person,
it is more for me.
What period is
that? After practicing, chanting of name, and remembering of past time,
yes,
of Krishna and their parikara, more for me. And that is our ultimate goal. So he has written how Sambandhi, how my at first. What is the meaning of how my?
To remember
to remember Krishna and his associates. And in Gopal Mantra, Swaha, Gopi Jam Vallabhaya Swaha, this is how we are going to say, or we are going to Krishna ke charno mein arpan karne ke liye ja rahe hain. This is
when
how
the way we wish to worship Krishna
and Radhika. Gopi jan ballab, Krishna is ballab of Gopi. Now I am giving myself as a Gopi and keeping in mind that Gopi Ballab is our Ballab. No? This power is Swaha. So minister. Myself. How is we are giving in Purnahuti. Purnahuti, you know? Purnahuti in sacrifice. Swaha. We give all things. So we are giving myself in the lotus feet of Gopi Jan Ballabha and my Ballabha. Srimati Radhika is our Radhika Devi. And we are made perfect of Srimati Radhika. So his Ballabha would be my Ballabha. And her how is my how? Now I am giving everything in the lotus feet of Radhika and Gopi Jan Ballabha Krishna. This is how my for Madhur Rasa. Her soft bhava, Subhasita, and their bhav are bhava sambandhi. Understand something?
Yes, I do.
Bhav mai, and now bhav sambandhi. From Guru Padaskar. Guru Padaskar. Guru Padaskar means Tukhe, Te, Kain?
Shelter.
Shelter in Guru Padaskar. From there to Siksha and Diksha. Both. And after that, Siksha and Diksha means everything comes. And then Vishambhena Gurau Seva. Vishambhena with bhav, with to serve Krishna, Gurudev. Keeping very away, fear that he is most superior and most righteous. Being in the same level, I am very near and dear, he is right here. This is called Vishambha. Vishambhena Gurau Seva. What he wants is to do. According to this is always in a book that he should make please our Guru. His heart. That is Vishambhena Gurau Seva. These are 10. 10 of 64. These are bhav sambandhi. They were bhav mai. And now they are bhav sambandhi. Without this, we cannot enter. Remembering of Guru is not remembering of this. But yet, remembering of Gurudev, remembering of sight of Gurudev, what Gurudev though, does ni kunja ji unu rati ke li ni ya ya de dhu 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 dhu
spiritual masters assisting gopis, their arrangements for Radha and Krishna.
Tiradita madhava yora para madhurya lila gunarupanam patikhana swadhanadorupasya
one day goes. To remember Gurudev means whatever Gurudev does, the seva of Krishna and Radhika and Gopi in Vrindavan, that should be remembered. It is very helpful for going in Prem Samudra, Kalpa Vriksha. These are how Sambandhi is. Hence, as Aragatmi Bhakta does in Braja, time to time all these seva pushes remember. No? These are called all how Sambandhi. And एकादशी जन्माष्टमी कार्तिक व्रत भोग त्याग all material things, enjoyment of all things, and Kartik Prasa, Bhagavat Sravan, all these things. Ulasi Aswattha, Samman, Vaishnava Samman, all these are how anukul, which is good. And Namakshar, Mala, Nirmalya Dharan, Tila, all are bhava abhiruddha. These are not against of our bhava. So this should be checked. And bhava abhiruddha, that is Rukmini bhava. Rukmini Archan. And all the things which are not anukul for our bhava, that should be given. Whether these are bhakti. In among 64, yet they will have to be. There will be no harm.
No harm if you give them up.
Must give them up.
Huh?
Must give them up. Yeah.
Those they are not.
Perhaps they are what? All
otherwise they will be so
many more questions. Not now. Another time.